Today we're going to visit with District Game Warden Zach Schuchart, and we're going to talk boating safety. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Zach.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Zach, this is the time of year where a lot of people are hitting the water, a lot of boats registered in North Dakota, a lot of water bodies. What are some boating basics that you would give boaters?
Well, first off, be patient with each other, okay? Give each other plenty of room. We all have throttles on the boat, but we don't all have brakes on the boat, right? It's harder to stop, okay? So be patient and give each other plenty of room.
Okay, what are some of the problems that you guys see as game wardens on some of these busier bodies of water?
Probably one of the highest violations that we see and issues that we find is the lack of life jackets in a boat. On top of that, we do see a lot of people operating within the 100-foot distance at greater than idle speed of each other. And then another common one is jet skis, you know, driving too close to each other and trying to splash each other.
Personal flotation devices are life jackets. What are the rules on those?
The rules there are that all vessels must have one personal flotation device per person on board.
Okay.
So if a boat has five people, they have to have five life jackets.
And if they're a certain age and younger, they have to have one on.
Correct. Children 10 years old and younger must wear their life jacket.
Okay, what we're seeing a lot of and what's become popular are like paddle boards, kayaks, canoes. Same regulations, or is it different for non-motorized boats?
Yep, non-motorized vessels must still have a life jacket on there with them. Okay, they are not required to wear it on there, but they do have to have one per person on the craft with them.
And we recommend that they wear it?
Yes, we recommend that they wear it, especially if you're on the Missouri River system. Okay, right now we have lower water, so we have a narrower channel. That narrower channel is gonna congest the waterways, meaning there's going to be more waves and more wakes hitting kayaks and such. So we recommend that you wear it at all times.
Okay, a lot of jet skis, personal watercraft on the water. What's the regulations there?
Yep, on a personal watercraft, jet skis, the stand-up ones, all of them, that you must wear your life jacket at all times while operating or riding.
And if they're towing skiers or tubers, what do they have to do?
The tubers must also have a personal flotation device on them.
Along those lines, Zach, people that are being towed by a personal watercraft or a boat, what's the rules on having an observer?
Yeah, if you are operating a boat and you're pulling someone on a tube, skis, wakeboard, you have to have an observer in there, unless you have mirrors. So if you've got a mirror in there where you can observe the person that is being towed, then you're not required to have an observer in the boat with you.
Okay, let's move into some of the things that you absolutely have to have on your boat. I know it depends on the size of the boat, but you can find all those in the boating guide or the boating regulations. Fire extinguishers is one of them?
Yep, boats with an enclosed gas tank, not removable, they must have a fire extinguisher. You also need a throwable personal flotation device. Most of the time it's about a 16 by 16 square cushion, and also a bell or a whistle.
Okay, how about boat ramps? A lot of activities at boat ramps that I've seen people get pretty upset at boat ramps. What can somebody do before they launch their boat?
Well, first off, have your items ready, okay? Pull up to the ramp, find a safe space out of the way, get your boat ready before you take up the ramp space, okay? Then, when you get on the ramp, be efficient with your time. You know, get your boat in, get your truck out of the way, and let somebody else. And again, everybody should be patient, right?
That's the key.
We'll all get out on the water, just be patient, and if somebody's struggling, offer to help them, or you just give them some tips.
Yeah, because a lot of times, especially with anglers, you see one person out by themselves, and then they come back, have to tie their boat up, and so if you see that, take a few minutes and help these people.
Absolutely. If they're willing to accept the help, do it. And sometimes there may be two people, but one person might not be experienced in backing the trailer down. They might need a little help. Nothing wrong with asking if they would appreciate some help.
Zach, there also are rules as far as age in operating personal watercrafts or boats.
Yeah, kids age 12 to 15, if they want to operate a boat that has a 10 horsepower motor or greater, they've got have to have taken the boater safety education course that Game and Fish does offer.
And you can find information on the boater education course online at the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov.
Absolutely.
And even new, we recommend that new boat owners take that course as well.
Yeah, it's never bad to learn something else.
And it's also a good idea, especially if you're by yourself, to let people know where you're going.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're going out fishing for the day and you're going by yourself, let somebody know where you're planning on going. You know, then if your motor breaks down and there's no cell service or your battery's dead, somebody knows where to start looking for you, right?
Zach, what's the single, and maybe there's more than one, piece of advice that you give people on the water this summer?
Yeah, I'd give two. First off, be patient with each other, okay? There's a lot going on. We all want to have fun, but be patient, okay? Second one is give each other room. We do have a lot of water out there. Find your own spot. And when you are traveling near other people, give each other adequate room.
So the number one key is for everybody to have a safe summer on the water and have fun.
Absolutely, yep.
A lot of great information, Zach. Thank you.